Hi, this is Pablo Pineda. I'm an HR consultant with Human Leap. Human Leap is a small business that does HR consulting. And you name it, we do from hiring to firing and everything in between. Compliance, business plans, employee manuals, job descriptions, and everything that a small business need to be successful out there. Because it's not easy and you need always to be in compliance. So, for example, as easy as hiring a new person is never an easy task. You always have challenges ahead of you. What you can do is you can summarize in three words: plan, do, act. So, plan, think ahead. Do you really need that new person? You always need to pay this person, so can your company afford it? Check your finances and revenue trends. Think, go back 1-2 years, see how the trends have been. Can you hire that new person? Do you know your company manpower needs? Are you sure that you need an employee? Or is that better an independent contractor? Is this going to, how much they'll take? Make sure you have a job description that do list the duties and responsibilities from going from the general to specific. And this will help you with the recruiting, hiring, and employment process. State job qualifications, and be careful with any language stating that any preferences for a particular gender, age, race. When it comes to planning, always, as I mentioned before, think ahead. Are you sure that person is the right person for the job? A lot of people tell me that they need specifically a office specialist, when they may need essentially is a salesperson. And so think ahead what you really need. You may not need an employee. You may need somebody who does more as an independent contractor when you have a lot of flexibility. And remember, when you're hiring somebody, it's not just bringing them on board. You have to pay some insurances, either to the state, you're talking about workers' comp, you're talking about unemployment insurance, paid family leave. So it's not cheap. And also you need to be in compliance with a minimum wage, in every city. For example, San Jose had just raised the minimum wage, San Francisco, Oakland, all of those are different minimum wages than the federal and the state minimum wage. Also, what you need to do is post the jobs in different places, the newspapers, internet, broad your spectrum. Don't just use it word by mouth. It's not a good idea. You may get stuck with a really bad employee who's cousin from somebody you may know, and that's not necessarily the best policy for you. What you want to do is somebody who's good at what they do, good at in your job, in what you're hiring for, and ask for a resume, screen them, narrow the pool of candidates, create a short list of best candidates, and pre-screen them by making a phone call. Just calling them, ask them how they're doing, what they qualify as them to do the job you're hiring them for. Once you have the best candidates, then have a face-to-face interview. That will give you a lot of things to see. Pay attention to the candidate. Most of the time, people say that within 60 seconds or something to that effect, you have a really good picture. You have something that is telling you from the candidate, from the way they present themselves, the way they dress, and it depends on the kind of position you are hiring for. So, and before that, having the face-to-face interview, make sure, please, prepare your questions for the interview. Avoid the yes-no questions, because that won't allow the candidate to sell themselves. Ask open-ended questions. Allow the candidate to talk about their qualifications. You may want to have an interview panel, not only you who make determination, but also the people who deal with this person on a daily basis. That could be people from different departments, probably a vendor that you have a lot of contact with. A lot of people that may have this contact with the new employee. And while interviewing, really take good notes. You may need them later, because at all times, you may be faced that these notes will help you a lot. Once the candidate is gone, you may have to review your notes to know what were your impressions, what were their answers, and evaluate the candidate's answers critically, and compare notes with the other interview panel members. This is the only way you can come with a balanced candidate that you are sure you'll be the best candidate possible based on the paper, through the resume, but at the same time, with what he's presented to you on that moment. And also, the next step is act. Move fast. Once you have your best candidate, you need to check their references.
Sorry about that.
That's fine.
Go ahead.
If the references have checked out and you have no doubts, make an offer. Remember, a candidate will not wait weeks for an answer. The economy is really going up right now. The candidates are flying off the shelf. So you need to make sure you need to give them a call quickly. And if the candidate has accepted your offer, then get some feedback to get a sense of the recruiting experience. It's always good to have feedback because you'll find out what are you doing right or not, and start the onboarding process. Hiring people is not easy, has never been easy, and it will never be easy. That's why you have to be very careful in the recruiting and hiring process. And you, in this case, you may avoid the turnover cost, and most likely, you'll get a great employee that will help you grow your business. You might be hiring a new worker that might be the next supervisor, manager, and might be ended being the new CEO of the company, replacing you. So what do you want for your company? What do you need? And also remember, it's never always easy to decide what keeps people in that company. It's not necessarily money, but it's that most of the times people feel appreciated. They feel the ideas are taken into consideration. So what kind of culture, organizational culture you have in your company? Is that something that is attracting your employees and keeping them there? Or just they don't care for your company or leaving somewhere else because the pay is better? They feel better because they're taking into consideration their ideas? Think about how people will think about your company. Ask your workers, describe my company in one word and see what they have to say. You might be surprised. And once you get all that information, filter. Try to see what you can do to make your company a better company and a successful one. And this is not easy, takes time, but hey, somebody has to do it.
Okay.
What do you need to be in compliance? A lot of times, we need to have those points clear. Where? In your job descriptions and the employee manual. Generally, when you talk about job descriptions, people classify their employees as exempt, which means they're exempt from overtime. Some estimates say that 40% of employers unknowingly are violating the law. Why? Because they're classifying their employees as salaried or exempt, when in reality, those guys might be non-exempt, thus hourly. Therefore, they're qualified for overtime and every other thing that the law entitled them to. And that could be a law problem for you. If you get caught, whatever the enforcement agency is, will make you pay what you owe them for overtime. And on top of that, interest. And if they hire the lawyers, guess who's going to pay them? You. And that's not a good idea. So please classify workers appropriately. In general, if you have salary employees, make sure you pay them by the job they do and not the hours they keep. You need to provide them a guaranteed salary and cannot be reduced if they work for less than 40 hours. You cannot dock their pay for a partial day absence or as part of disciplinary action unless this employee has committed a serious safety infraction. You'll be walking a fine line, so make sure you have a job description in place in which, if appropriate, you classify your employees as exempt. You need to make sure what kind of the duties are these people doing. Is this somewhere a manual job or is this more something that you use your brain? And you can decide based on the job, on what they do, whether or not these people are exempt or not exempt. And remember, once you go to court or any other enforcement agency, you do have the burden of proof.
Okay, we can go ahead and begin. You have about 5 minutes, and it's okay if you go over just a little bit. I am recording right now, so I'll pull out this part. But so if you go over a little bit, that's good because there's little things just gonna cut, that we're gonna take out, like when you're processing the thought and there's just space. We're gonna take that out.
Okay.
So, okay.
Now you have the burden of proof. Your small business have the burden of proof when it comes to determine whether or not the employee is exempt or salaried from the overtime requirements in the law. This law is not clear. Thus, the exempt status will depend on the particular individual duties of the employee. Your company has to be extremely cautious when making, documenting, and proving the affirmati incumbit probatio that employees fit the exceptions. This burden is met with substantial evidence and on each and every element on this case. So be very careful. Make sure you document what your employees do, and make sure also that you keep them at 40 hours, and if they're not exempt, make sure you pay overtime. Now, and sometimes also the other part of the compliance is having kind of a contract with your employee. What this contract is, that is your employee manual. The employee manual will tell everybody what the working conditions are in your company. That talks about what they're entitled by law, whether which could be lunchtime, it could be break time, if you give vacation to them, if they have certain other entitlements, like now in California, the sick leave law that you need to provide to them, it's by 1 hour of sick leave per 30 hours of work. You need to compute that into your accounting part, because that's something that the employee is entitled to starting July 1st of this year. And you eventually, and doesn't matter the size of your company, you need to provide it. And which now the enforcement agencies are looking forward to see who's violating the law. And if this is not in your employee manual, this is not something you do, you better be in compliance. And sooner, I already started with the ACA, that's something that will be hitting you at the beginning of next year. So if you have to be in compliance with the Affordable Care Act as well, and you have specific provisions from the enforcement agencies and IRS how to deal with this. So you need to be filing specific forms to report who are your full-time employees, part-time employees, and how you're going to quantify it. This is really important, because if not, you can get some penalties. So as you can see, being in business is not easy. There's a lot of things that you need to be in compliance and you need to be aware of. There's the little details that may get you in trouble. For example, if your employees work for less than 5 hours, you need to provide a little form that is a meal break waiver in which they sign, and thus you don't need to provide a meal break for them, which it will change your schedule a little bit, so be mindful of it. Where you can find these meal break waivers, go online, do a little research, but definitely be in compliance and protect yourself, because a lot of employees, when bad economic times come, they'll be looking for something to take you to labor commission, and more if they're disgruntled with your company. If they're not happy, make sure they'll be visiting the labor commission. Now, this is Pablo Pineda, and let us know how we can help you. Let us know that you listen to Business on the Edge. What will you get out of this is an HR audit and a 30-minute consultation of what you may need in your business. Let us know what your concerns are, how we can help you. And also, along with that, let me give you an HR audit so you can know where you can be better, where you can excel, and how we can help you along with our partners in Business in the Age. My phone number is 408-462-5500. 464-3011, and you can reach me also in my email, ppineda@humanleaphr.com. That's spelled HumanLeapHR.com. Or visit my website, www.humanleaphr.com, and you'll see weekly articles that can help you in your business. I am bilingual Spanish, and I can help Hispanic business or your English speaking. Doesn't matter. We can help you out. Thank you very much.